Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report on ELF, or Extra Low Frequency, Gwen Harp, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, as I mentioned, tonight our topic is basically ELF, Gwen Towers, HARP, and how they affect us. But first, we have a vaccine that's going to be imposed on our person. So there has to be informed consent for clinical trials. Who has volunteered for this project? There has to be informed consent for you to accept this virus. Refuse it because it's deadly. Most clinical trials last 4 years. Years. Sometimes decades before they are approved. Stay away from it. Okay, we have Tim from Wyoming. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. I've actually had an incident lately of targeting, and I'm not sure exactly why it's happening, as everyone says when it does. But I have a friend that I talk to on occasion, and whenever we talk about certain things, the certain things that we talk about seem to come up on the radio. That are, well, it's a streaming service, a music streaming service that where he works. The things that we talk about come up on that, and often as not, the song that plays is one that sometimes it's one. I have a song that constantly plays in my head. I hate to say this, but it's true. It's a song that's been playing in my head probably for 6 years. And sometimes it's loud, sometimes it's quiet, but it's always the same song. And I don't know why it's there. I don't know what it's doing, why I have this happening to me. And I can't explain to anybody else that it's happening because they don't believe me. But when I talk with my friend about the certain kinds of things, and in fact, I told him this same exact thing that I just said to you. He said, oh, that's really weird because then he talked about the streaming service. The streaming service actually sort of anticipating the song that he wants to hear next or something that somebody had said, and now that all of a sudden that same music plays. And I said, well, that's not, I'm thinking that right now, that's not exactly the same thing. It's not actually in your head all the time. And I don't know, it's kind of... Well, annoying, to put it mildly, because I wake up in the morning sometimes, and it's in my head, or I go to bed, and it's in my head, or I have a dream, and I'm dreaming, and the song is playing in my dream, and it's really, it's getting kind of frustrating, to put it mildly, I guess.
Getting kind of spooky by the sounds.
Is this the kind of thing that, is it a common thing, I mean, for a targeting kind of situation? Is it a common thing for this type of situation to happen?
personally, I have never experienced anything like that. But if you look at Google, they are behind a lot of the streaming services that try and predict songs that you want. If you look at YouTube, they select a series of songs that you like, and they will.
Right, they
Streaming service, I think, will do the same thing. It will try and pick songs that, like, your buddy likes.
Well, I mean, the main issue is, I mean, it's when we talk about it in the place where he works. There could be microphones installed with this system. I don't even know. So they maybe pick up the song. They pick up the name of the group, and they play a song by that group. That might be the reason, but. But the problem, the real issue, though, as I said, is the fact that I have this one song that's perpetually in my head. I wake up, as I said, I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes, and there it is. It's loud. It's as loud as my thoughts in my head. And I can't get rid of it. It's just, I'm actually becoming sick of the band that actually made the song. I won't say what song it is. I won't say, you know, anything like that, but... Essentially, it just, it's there all the time.
You can if you like. I don't think anybody's going to get upset if you mention their song in your head all the time.
Well, no, I mean, no. The band definitely not, because they're probably thinking, oh, you like us so much, you can't get away from us. Yeah, well, I'm trying to get away from you. I'd really like to, honestly, as I said. When I moved from California, it started when I got to Wyoming, and I don't know why, but it's the same song all the time, and I don't know where it's coming from, and I actually said this to, there's a lot of Native Americans that live here in Wyoming, and I was talking with some Native Americans one time, and I said, I have weird dreams since I came to Wyoming, weirder than I ever had before. I have strange, you know, odd kind of prophetic sort of things, and they're very fantastically strange dreams, things I never dreamed before. And I said, you know, the significance of dreams. Well, you know, they can kind of interpret them, but everybody can interpret it. I can interpret it myself. I have no idea what it means, if I'm right, if my interpretation is correct or not. But the issue, though, is I said, well, what if, did I die? Am I in a nether region? Am I in a, you know, I'm in a coma in the hospital? Did I wreck my car on the way from, you know, California to Wyoming, and I'm actually nearly dead, and this is hell? I said, what's going on? And, you know, obviously they can't answer that question, and I wouldn't expect that they would, but or that they'd even try. It's just a very strange thing, you know, the fact that it's there.
I think you are getting it from somewhere. Either it's being projected to you, or you are continually picking it up, like, from somewhere, unconsciously. Or you may unconsciously...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're saying something like a wireless streaming service is just beaming it directly to me, kind of a thing. And not that I want them to, but, you know, maybe they're experimenting on me first.
Perps are known to do things to annoy you. So if they stream the same song to you, actually they're playing it where they are and sending it to you. So that wouldn't be uncommon for them to try and aggravate you with the same song.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the fact that it's happening is just I can't stop it. Sometimes I can. I think of something else, like a different kind of whatever, a different music or whatever. I listen to something else. It'll fade away. It'll fade, but it won't go away. It's the same.
Okay.
Exactly the same. Yeah.
Why don't you write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org, and yeah. I will send you a website that you can go to, and you can get Dave Case's CD. Play that in the background. That will kill anything that's in there.
Okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to mention that because I thought about it. Remember, I called him a long time ago, and you said, "Are you a targeted individual?" And I didn't really want to talk about this thing, but it's just I'm not. It's not going away. It hasn't stopped. So I do want to stop it. I do want it to go away. But, Frank at targeted Massachusetts. You said.
Yes, all spelled out. Want me to spell it for you?
Said Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, I got it. All right, I'm going to go. So finish doing what I'm doing here. And thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it, and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tim. That was Tim from Wyoming. Okay, Richard from North Carolina. How you doing, Rich?
Hi, guys. Just sitting back listening to the interesting convo. And, well, I'd like to remind the listeners that in this type of experimentation, they can do many, many things, including the repetition of a song or a thought or a feeling or anything at all they want to repeat over and over, they can. And as Frank said, to frustrate you, to push and poke at you, and well, I'm glad I don't have to listen to the same song all day and all night, but it is a same old song situation for all of us. And well, for one, I'm pretty tired of having to listen to it or deal with it daily.
Right. That's one of the things they did at Gitmo. They would put somebody in a box, we'll say not a tractor trailer but a small straight job, and they'd just leave them in there in the dark and having to listen to this same song, like Jack and Jill went up the hill, you know, and then they just tortured people that way.
Yeah, well, they've added quite a bit of other things to their torture these days. And Jack and Jill would probably surely do me better. Sea Spot Run or Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
Something like that would kind of rub you wrong after a while. But, well, I'd like to think that some of us are getting smarter and smarter about this whole thing. And somewhere along the way, we're going to be able to shut off some repetition and some torture and maybe get some people on back down the road with their lives. I had some people on a call last Friday night that were saying there was no hope and there was nothing that could be done and there was nobody going to help. And, well, it just breaks my heart. You know, it breaks my heart.
It does mine, too, because we have people that are working tirelessly all the time to come up with an end to this. And we're just not seeing it yet. But it's actually exposing itself. It's coming out everywhere. And I'm going to expose a little more tonight some things we don't have to worry about anymore, that aren't there anymore, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
We've got another caller, Andy from Texas. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, I just want to remind people that you are somebody. Nobody has the right above you besides yourself. And the fact that you are somebody means that you need not live somebody else's life. We've got too many LeBron Jameses out there. We've got too many Kobe Bryants. We got too many Tom Brady's out there. We got all these people trying to live somebody else's life. And we really, at this particular point in time, need people to realize who the hell they are, get back to who they are, because we are just humans. And life, and I think freedom is quite, you know, we all want that. So I think we should do that. Now, having said that, the two callers before, the gentleman who said that he had a song in his head and whatnot that just kept playing over and over again, I feel that guy. That's happened to me, but I've been able to fight that off. But the song changes, so it goes from one song to another song that just keeps playing. And that could easily be, well, you listen to the damn song and it's stuck in your head, just like he was saying and stuff. He didn't want to be dismissed like that. But, I mean, things like this stuff happens. And those of us who are targeted individuals, we're just the prelude to what's going to happen to everybody. They're just practicing right now. I mean, there's a minimal amount of us, but there's a lot of us. I'll bet there's 12 or 14 million people that have been targeted, at least, in the United States. And I would think that this was all just a practice thing to see how they could target everybody. And I think when 5G gets up and running and stuff, they're going to have a really good cue on how to 5G us and target us all. So that's basically all I had to say, my friend. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Andy, thank you so much. You always bring so much with you. And thank you very much. That's Andy from Texas. And Richard's going to sit in the background here, and we'll see if we can get going. Okay, what I have here is an explanation of how Elf and Gwen Towers and Harp connect and affect the Earth, the weather, and human health. Well, a lot of that's not true. And we'll see if we can get through this and come up with the right information. Okay, the Earth is wrapped in a donut-shaped magnetic field. We all know that, I think. Circular lines of magnetic flux continuously descend into the North Pole and come out the South Pole. The ionosphere, an electromagnetic wave conductor, 100 kilometers up or 62 miles above the Earth, consists of a layer of electrically charged particles acting as a shield from solar winds. Natural waves are created, which result from electrical activity in the atmosphere. They are thought to be caused by multiple lightning storms. Okay, well, the ionosphere itself is charged by electrical storms. Collectively, these waves are called the Schumann resonance, with the strongest current registering at 7.8. These are quasi-standing scalar. Okay, we have to go to commercial. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Good evening, once again from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report on Elf, Gwyn, and Harp here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443. Or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, let's get back to where we were. Well, I started out by talking about informed consent for the clinical trials of our new coronavirus vaccine. Who has volunteered for this project? And who has given informed consent to take this thing? No one wants it. And I just said, stay away from it, because I think it'll kill everybody. That's my personal opinion. But I am not a doctor. So what we have tonight is a very good explanation of how the Elf and Gwen Towers and Harp connect and affect the Earth, weather, and human health. And we're going to shed some light on that. Some components aren't around anymore, and some people have reported that they are right up through or actually to date. Natural waves are created, which result from electrical activity in the atmosphere. They are thought to be caused by multiple lightning storms. And I explained that the ionosphere is actually charged by lightning storms. So lightning is your best friend unless it hits you. These waves are called the Schumann resonance, with the strongest current registering at 7.83 hertz. These are quasi-standing scalar waves, extremely low frequency waves that naturally exist in the Earth's electromagnetic cavity, which is the space between ground and the ionosphere. These Earth brainwaves are identical to the frequency spectrum of our human brainwaves. And we have an explanation for those of you who do not work with any type of radio waves or anything like that. 1 hertz equals 1 cycle per second. Secondly, 1 kilohertz equals 1,000 cycles per second. 1 megahertz equals 1 million cycles per second. So a wavelength, a 1 hertz wave, has a wavelength that is 186,000 miles long. A 10 hertz wave is 18,600 miles long. Radio waves move at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. If anybody wants me to repeat any of those, just call in and I'd be more than happy to do so. But that just roughs you in if you're not familiar. And I know most targets are familiar. So I'm going to get into a little bit about HAARP. The creator designed living beings to resonate to the 11 natural Schumann resonance frequency pulsation in order to evolve harmoniously. The ionosphere is being manipulated by U.S. government scientists using the Alaskan transmitter called HAARP, or High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. Okay, once again, we are going to commercial. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report on Elf, Gwyn, and Harp here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443, or just listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, now back to Harp. Harp, or the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, which sends focused radiated power to heat up sections of the ionosphere, which bounces power down again. Elf waves produced from HARP, when targeted on selected areas, can weather engineer and create mood changes affecting millions of people. The intended wattage is 1,700 billion watts of power. Geomagnetic waves and Gwyn. 64 elements in the ground modulate with variation the geomagnetic waves naturally coming from the ground. The Earth's natural brain rhythm above is balanced with these. These are the same minerals found in red blood corpuscles. There is a relation between the blood and geomagnetic waves, an imbalance between human and geomagnetic waves disrupts these biorhythms. These natural geomagnetic waves are being replaced by artificially created low-frequency ground waves coming from Gwin Towers. Now, I'm going to tell you all about what Gwin Towers were and what they were turned into and when they were actually disassembled. The discontinuance of the National Differential Global Positioning System, or NDGPS, assisted the Coast Guard in their global positioning system. The Coast Guard opted, naturally, as everyone else did, to go for satellites. So Gwin Towers were actually taken down with the money left over to build them from the Air Force. So before Gwin was even built, it was thought of being discontinued. But the Coast Guard did get some good years out of it. But that was about it. And I'm going to read some of the reasons why Gwin wasn't such a good idea. 64 elements in the ground modulate with variation the geomagnetic waves naturally coming from the ground. Gwin, or the Ground Wave Emergency Network transmitters, placed 200 miles apart across the USA, allowed for specific frequencies to be tailored to the geomagnetic field strength in each area, allowing the magnetic field to be altered. They operated in the low frequency range with transmissions between 150 and 175 kilohertz. They also emitted waves from the upper, very high frequency to the lower, ultra high frequency range of 225 to 400 megahertz. The low frequency signals travel by waves that hug the ground rather than radiating into the atmosphere. A Gwin station transmits in a 360 degree circle up to 300 miles. Now, one of the things that we didn't like about this is it affected an area 500 feet up. With radio frequencies that were pairing or very much like our own brain frequencies. The entire Gwin system consisted of, depending on source of data, from 58 to an intended 300 transmitters spread across the USA, each with a tower Okay, that's masked off, number of feet. And 300 feet of copper wires in spoke-like fashion fan out from the base of the system underground, interacting with the Earth like a thin-shelled conductor, radiating radio wave energy for very long distances through the ground. The United States was bathed in this magnetic field, which can rise, as I mentioned, up to 500 feet, but goes down into basements so everyone can be affected and mind controlled. The entire artificial ground wave spreads out over the whole of the USA like a spider web. It is easier to mind control and hypnotize people who are bathed in an artificial electromagnetic wave. So, as I said, they no longer exist and never were coupled to HAARP. There are many confusing pictorial evidence that showed a Gwin Tower when in fact it said HAARP underneath. So there are many inconsistencies, but Gwin transmitters were to have many different functions, including controlling the weather, mind control, behavior and mood control, and sending synthetic telepathy as infrasound to victims with U.S. government mind control implants. Okay, so you can cross Gwyn off your list there. But the same unfortunate attributes still exist, such as the mind control, behavior, and mood control. Now, here's another misconception here. Gwyn works in conjunction with HAARP, it does not, and the Russian Woodpecker transmitter, which is similar to HAARP. Well, I'm not going to shoot this down everywhere, but I think I might have to. The Russians openly market a small version of their weather engineering system called ELATE, and it fine-tunes weather patterns over a 200-mile area. And they openly market it, and they have one that operates at Moscow Airport. Why? To control the weather a little bit around Moscow Airport. Okay, the Gwyn Towers shoot enormous bursts of energy into the atmosphere in conjunction with HAARP. Well, I've already stated that they do not. HAARP does. The website CuttingEdge.org wrote an expose of how the major floods of the Midwest USA occurred in 1993. Atmospheric vapor rivers, enormous invisible rivers of water consisting of vapors that flow or move towards the poles in the lower atmosphere. They rival the flow of the Amazon River and are 420 to 480 miles wide and up to 4,800 miles long. They are 1.9 miles above the Earth and contain a volume of water equivalent to 340 pounds of water per second. Okay. Well, this piece is really bugging me, but I'm going to drag through it, and we'll go from there. There are five atmospheric rivers in each hemisphere. A massive flood can be created by damming up one of these massive vapor rivers, causing huge amounts of rainfall to be dumped. The Gwin Towers, positioned along these areas north of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers, were turned on for 40 days and 40 nights, probably mocking the flood of Genesis. This was in conjunction with HAARP, which it was not, which creates a river of electricity flowing thousands of miles through the sky and down to the polar ice cap, manipulating the jet stream, like the Russian woodpecker. These rivers flooded, causing agricultural losses of between 12 and 15 billion. HAARP produces earthquakes by focusing energy along fault lines. In 1963, Dr. Robert Beck explored the effects of external magnetic fields on brain waves, showing a relationship between psychiatric admissions and solar magnetic storms. Okay, Richard, I'm going to ask an opinion on this. But one thing is true that this did not produce, and that's the fact that wind towers still exist. They don't. Richard, you still with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Enjoying the truth about all this that you're laying on the table for many people to see. I hope they do take the time to see that things that are happening around us have gotten way, way out of hand. And it's time that we know more about what is happening to our environment. And unfortunately, the thing that is left for them to play with and tamper with now is us. And that's going a little bit too far. Some things just were not meant to be taken apart and remanufactured or toyed with. You can't take an apple apart and put it back together and have the same thing. Nature, as you said earlier, has sequenced all things with the perfection of human life to be able to live in harmony, in fact, with the rest of the planet. And tampering with any of it at all is costing us dearly, not just the planet, because we don't have anywhere else to go and don't have anywhere else to live as it is, but just what they're doing to us too, what is happening to the human body because of all this. It's time we speak out and put a stop to these atrocities and the deliberateness of trying to make money and power and control. That's not what life is about. And they were supposed to have learned this early on in grade school, but apparently some did and some didn't. I would say to these people with all this power and money and no brains, you need to put the brakes on and take a look around.
Very good. Thank you very much, Richard. Okay, in the U.S., 60 hertz, or what we learned, 60 cycles per second, electric power, ELF waves, vibrate at the same frequency as the human brain. Now, in the UK, 50 hertz electricity emissions depress the thyroid gland. Now, I have trouble with my thyroid gland, and I'm not going to say that it's... I think 60 will do the same thing. Okay, we have to go to commercial once again. Where did the time go tonight? Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Rich.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts, once again. We have been speaking about Gwen Towers and HARP and ELF. We have been taking the skinny through this, shall we say, because I have spent in the past two or three nights just on HARP. But who we need is Nick Bache, because I'd like to have the exact frequencies from HARP, and I think I can go to his site and get those. Okay, we got Chris from Las Vegas. Welcome back, Chris.
Well, thank you so much, Frank. I thought I might give you a technical name for something you described a little earlier in the show when you were talking about laying out conductors in a spoked fashion and tying them to a central point and being able to collect the charge from the air to transmit that to the ground, that's termed a counterpoised grounding system.
Okay, Chris.
And I know.
Those are underground. These spoked copper wires are underground. Now, they don't specify how many feet. Most of the technical information has been blanked out of this.
Well, I've actually been involved in installing one at some rather remote radar and generator stations at the Nevada test site in the secured areas is how I happen to be intimate with those. But
okay.
As long as you're 2 to 4 feet deep and you go out, I think they were going out like 100, 150 feet into the spokes, as I recall. And what it does is when you put these stainless steel bottle brushes on the side of a facility or a building, it collects the charged air currents with the charge of the air, and it creates a polar reflector to reflect lightning away from the installations is the idea behind it in that counterpoised ground system.
Okay, you'll have to explain that one to me.
Well,
we don't have too much time either.
All right, very quickly.
Can you call me?
Like charges repel and opposed charges attract. And so when you're charging it the same as the air where the lightning comes up from the ground, it basically causes it to go out away from there because it has the same charge. Well, just like the magnets, we get the pluses on there. You put the two pluses together, they push away. The two minuses, they push away. A minus and plus attracts.
Okay. Give me a buzz. My phone number is 508-857-8334. I'd love to talk about that.
Absolutely.
But right now, I have to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.